I want to dive into some of the national thoughts regarding the Milwaukee Bucks. Joining us now, Howard Beck, senior NBA writer for the Bleacher Report. You can follow him at Howard Beck on Twitter. Howard, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing all right. You?
We are doing well. We do have some naysayers in the area that believe the Bucks aren't nearly as good as what their record indicates. But give me your thoughts in how big of a win this was last night for the Milwaukee Bucks. Howard, you there?
I'm here.
There we go. Okay. Give me your thoughts on the Bucks and this win last night, how big this actually was.
Well, I'm not one who's going to say that any one victory, especially when in February, is super meaningful. It's reinforcing what they've already kind of demonstrated to date, which is that, you know, they are by far the top team in the East. They're a title contender. They're still on pace for 70-something wins, which is rare territory. And, you know, every time they knock off another one of these teams that's in that tier, and, you know, the tiers are harder to define this season, and the Raptors aren't your average defending champion because they don't have Kawhi Leonard. But every time you beat a Toronto or Boston or Miami or Philly to an extent, anytime you beat one of the L.A. teams, it does mean more in the sense that this continues to build the case that the record is not just a regular season kind of manifestation, but, you know, an indication that they are truly dominant. And, you know, the more they can establish that, sure, that's fine. I think they know what they have, though.
So we believe Giannis is on his way to winning an MVP again this season, but for this team, I think a lot of people here just believe it's finals or bust. Now, and I'm not even saying you got to win it in the finals. I'm just simply saying to get there to this point. But do you believe Giannis is on his way to another MVP, a back-to-back MVP season?
He was my preseason pick for a variety of reasons. He, I think, would be my choice right now if we had to vote at this moment. And those ballots obviously are not arriving for some time still, another month and a half or so. And I think there's only one other person that's even in the conversation, and that's LeBron James. And where LeBron has Anthony Davis as another top whatever, wherever people want to put Anthony Davis, top five, top six, top seven, Giannis doesn't have that. And so by virtue of the Bucks having the better record and likely finishing with the better record, by virtue of Giannis doing it without another top 10 player by his side, he does have another all-star there, but nobody anywhere near the level of, you know, what Kawhi has in having Paul George when Paul George is healthy, or what LeBron has in having Anthony Davis with him. It's a different thing. And so when people like me who vote are weighing in all of these things, the record matters. Your supporting cast, it shouldn't matter overwhelmingly. I mean, we can, you know, there's a whole other discussion there, but it does matter. It alters perceptions, and when you look at what Giannis has done, even if Giannis and LeBron had the exact same numbers, you'd still lean Giannis because you'd say, well, he's doing all that, and by the way, he doesn't have an Anthony Davis to lean on, and so that makes him that much more valuable to what the Bucks are doing. So yeah, I think he's on his way to consecutive MVPs.
The Bucks, when they kind of tweaked their roster a little bit here the offseason, and obviously at the trade deadline. Did the Bucks, just kind of looking at this team outwardly in, it's not like they added superstars, but this team has just got so much depth and so many role players that I think that's what makes them good because everybody understands where they're supposed to be. I don't think this team needs to have another superstar alongside Giannis other than what they have in Chris Middleton to win a championship. Do you?
Well, that's the most interesting question there can possibly be, right? Because right now they sit here at 50-8 on pace for a 70-win season, and all indications would be that they don't need anything. If you're going to win or on pace to win even 60-plus, 65-plus, especially when you get in that territory, when you start getting into that high 60s towards 70, it's hard to make the case that you're missing anything. But they haven't won a championship yet. And if they go to the finals and get smoked, if they go to the conference finals and lose in game seven, we're not going to say that they were fine, that they weren't missing anything. We're going to say Giannis needs another star. Or we're going to say maybe they shouldn't have let Brogdon go because we just saw one of the other supporting cast members, you know, choke instead, and gee, maybe Brogdon would have been more reliable. I mean, these are the hypotheticals. These are the things that will change the perceptions and the parameters for how we discuss this Bucks team if they come to pass. If they win a championship, then for now and evermore, no one will ever just question whether this was the right makeup of a roster. But the reason it's still a discussion point, the reason it's valid to still ask the question, do they have enough? Do they need another superstar? Is because almost every team in the last 30 years has won with multiple clear-cut Hall of Famers. Now, the Detroit Pistons in 2004 were, you know, the massive outlier. There are a couple other borderline cases, but we just came out of a super team era where pretty much for, you know, 10, 12 straight years, teams that were in the finals and winning the championship were teams that didn't have just two superstars, but three. We're now in a period here, or maybe a brief one, where there is no super team, but you still have teams that have two elite, elite players. And while Chris Middleton is certainly an all-star, I don't think anyone's going to argue that he's at the same level of some of the other guys we've talking about from these teams over the last 10 years. So I would love to see the Bucks win it this way, if for no other reason than I think it's important for the health of the league, not just for small markets like Milwaukee, but for the league as a whole, that there can be different ways to build a team, that you can get a superstar and find a perfectly calibrated supporting cast, win a championship with him, and say, see, we don't need super teams, or see, we don't have to worry about, if we're in a smaller market, trying to get that elusive second star that's so hard to land. I think it's important. I think it would be great for a different model to win, and the Bucks are a different model. It's Giannis and everybody else. With no disrespect to Chris Middleton, it would be if they win the championship, a very different model than what we've seen winning titles for the last several years.
Talking with Howard Beck, senior NBA writer for the Bleacher Report. Give me your thoughts. Last night, I thought it was a little bit different. Budenholzer looked at the situation, and instead of kind of letting them do their thing, he went small. He went transitional basketball. When Nick Nurse tried to do a lot of the same stuff that he did against Giannis last year, and again, like you, not putting a lot of stock into one game. But it was a game in which I thought maybe, just maybe, they learned a few things, maybe they figured some stuff out, and maybe they're just deeper and better now and tested better now than they were at this point last year.
Well, they should be. This is, you know, Bud's had this team for longer now. He's got the chance to understand all of his personnel and how he wants to use them. They've been able to, they didn't make major changes to the roster, but they recalibrated a little on the fly over the summer, and then again by adding Marvin Williams off the buyout market. And these guys have been together that much longer, and I think guys have kind of settled into roles, and so I think, it's rare to have a team break out and in 1 year go from playoff team to champion without some intermediary steps. And I think what you're seeing is that they have just kept steadily building on what they had, whether it's adding a smaller piece here and there, whether it's the way the rotation is set up, the pecking order around Giannis. And Giannis keeps getting better too, and that's no small part of this. And as long as Giannis is completely unguardable, which he seems to be right now, and especially when he's adding in other little wrinkles in his game, the 3-point shot, step backs, fadeaways, whatever he may bring on a given night, it just keeps defenses so off balance that it leaves a lot of guys with room to operate, and they've got the right guys to execute in those spaces.
Is there a team right now, legitimately, that you think it could knock them off in the postseason in the East?
Yes. I think it'd be foolish or hasty, at least, to say by virtue of their record and some of the other stats. I mean, look, their net rating and all these other things you can point to say that they're absolutely dominant. They're the clear favorite in the East. Yes, they are the clear favorite in the East. Let's make that absolutely clear. There's no question they're the absolute favorites in the East. They should come out of the East. Does that mean that Boston or Toronto couldn't knock them off in a 7-game series if things break their way? I mean, I think those teams have a lot of talent, and I think Toronto in particular, with the core of a still championship team there, and with Siakam not at Kawhi level, but having taken up some of that burden, and with a lot of really capable players around him, Yeah, I think Toronto can do it. I think Boston, you know, again, different model than Milwaukee. Boston, on a given night, it could be Tatum carrying the load, or Kemba Walker, or Jaylen Brown. Maybe you see a throwback Gordon Hayward performance at some point. They've got this great depth across the board where they have a bunch of guys who can potentially drop 20, 25, 30 on a given night. So I don't rule out the possibility of those teams making a run. I don't rule out the possibility of those teams even knocking off the Bucks. I wouldn't predict it. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't necessarily expect it. But I think those teams are strong enough that you have to give them their due, that this is not automatic. This is not some cakewalk to the finals.
Howard, great to talk to you. I know we're going to get you back on down the stretch and when we get to the postseason, but good to talk some NBA and good to get some outside perspective on our Milwaukee Bucks as well. Appreciate it, pal, okay?
You got it, Bill. My pleasure.
Thanks, buddy. There you go. Howard Beck, senior NBA writer for the Bleacher Report, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. You can follow him at Howard Beck on Twitter, at Howard Beck on Twitter.